the korban, and you don't have a kavon, it's a korban altogether. You think it's chulin. How do we know that it's posel? Shnema, the pasuk says, v'shochat es ben habakos ne'ashem. You have to shech the ben habakos ne'ashem. So da'ashana chetei, shchita l'shem ben bakar. Although the shchita should be done, l'shem ben bakar. So mashma, b'shach shchita, at least you have to know that you're working with kachim. If you do not even realize it's kachim, that'll be posel. Omulei zubi yedeinu. True, maybe it's only l'chitchila. Heli akiv minan. How do we know even by the ever it's posel? Like the kachim, you always have to have two psukim. Omulei answer back. L'ritzaynchem tizbechu. L'daitchem zivichu. Means you have to have that. You have to know b'shach shchitam that you're making a shchit in a korban. You have to know it's kachim. But if you bechlad do not even realize it's kachim, you think it's chulin, that's like you're being misafik. You're not even realize you're doing kachim, and echlami, that's posel. Misafik is posel by kachim. We have a new two psukim here, that even though misafik is posel called terakula, but you need special psukim by kachim. Because the maisa is called the shchit in the animal. So I would have thought to say, the maisa, a shchit is done. My kamashmula no, so it's gzeras kachim over here, that the shchit is done with misafik, it's like a posel. All right, we'll stop here. You're up to about Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. That the Gemara says in Mishnah, Shein HaMachshav HaEleches Elo Acha HaOyved. That who is the one that Machshav HaPsula can make a psula in the korban, whether it's Shalei Lishmo, whether there's a psula Machshav HaPigol, it's only the Kayin, the Oyved, not the Bailam. Therefore, since we make the takana that the Oyved, the one that does the Avodah, alone you have a Machshav HaStam, there'll never be a psula. Someone says, Mas Nisan Loki Aitana. Our Mishnah that says this Yisoid is not like this Tana. The Tana, because it learned like this. Omer Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yosi, that Shematia heard over Shehabailim Afaglim, that even the Bailim, they could also have a Machshavis Psil to make Pigel. Rashi says, Ba'avoydis HaKoyin, in Kibbul HaKoyin Bishtiko. Let's say the Koyin was Makabo the Dam Bishtiko. He did not have in mind to make a Machshavis Diggle. That the owner had in mind to eat the meat tomorrow. Our pigule, heavy pigle, that is pigle. So see, the blessed Rabbi Yossi is not like our Mishnah. He knows that even the Bailams, the owner's machshava, even though he's not doing the avodah, could also make pigle in the carbon. Omar Rav, so Rav explains, my time with the blessed Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason of the blessed Rabbi Yossi that he says, even the machshav of the Bailam can make up so pigul. The Yomakro, because the pasuk says, Vehikriv Hamakriv. So Vehikriv Hamakriv. And Rashi says, the pasuk says, Vehikriv Hamakriv Kabonai. The Pashas Nusachim Siv. Vehikriv Hamakriv Kabonai Lashem. Salma, what do we see from here? That Makriv Kabonai, the one owner that's bringing the Korbin, correlate. Makriv Kabana Korle, that the one that's bringing it is Tzid, the owner is Tzid like the Makriv. Therefore the owner is also considered like the Makriv, the one that's doing the Avodah, his Machshava can also make a Tzid in the Korban. That's the time of Reb Lezer Reb Yosi, not like our Mishnah. Om Rabbi Abaye says, Reb Lezer Reb Yosi, Reb Eliezer, Reb Shimon Ben Elozer, Kulas Rilehu. So you all hold the same svarim that ze mechashev, ze oved, having machshava. That even though there's one kohen doing the avodah, and somebody else is having a machshava psula, it could pass for the korban. So you all hold the same svarim that not like our Mishnah. Not only is the makriv, the actual kohen that's doing the avodah, could his machshava pass, but even the owner's machshava could also pass for the korban. Now where do we see these shittas? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi, Hod Yomorin. We just wrote him down that he dashes from the pasuk Hikriv Hamakriv, that even the Bailim is also considered like the Makriv. He could also have a Machshava Psul. You, Rabbi Lezer, where's Rabbi Lezer's halacha? Titzman, we have the Gemorin Shabbos, Gemorin Chulin, that says, HaShaychid Levi Kechavim. If a Jew shechs a korban, shechs a behema for a guy, HaShaychid Levi Kechavim for a guy. So Shchita Sekshayr, the Tanakama holds as a Kosher Shchita. Since Lamaisa, the Jew, made the Shchita, it's a Kosher Shchita. For Rabbi Eliezer, Pesel, Reza says no, the behemoth Pesel. And the reason is, because since you're doing it for the Goy, Stam a Goy has a Machshav, L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So the Goyes Machshava helps the parts of the behemoth. So you see, the owner's Machshava helps to make this Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So even though the Sheikh, the Jew that's making the Shechita, does not have this Machshava, but since the Goy has the Machshava, it can pass on the Shechita. We have the Lezer, we have Shimon ben Lezer, where's his Halacha? There's none learned. Klal Lomrim Shimon ben Lezer. That he said a Klal like this. Kol Shein Koshali Atzniya V'yei Matzniya Kamoyu Eshot Shalazu Lezer V'yetzniya Ubaracha V'yetziyoy Nizchayiv Zer V'machshava Shazer. There's a Halacha B'yilcha Shabbos Shalom Bahayt, first Shabbos, Yoni Chayim, to carry out something that has a choshev shir, it has to be a double choshev. Let's say that somebody takes a small piece of material, and for him it means a lot, he hides it. So that if he carries it out, he'll be Chayiv, because he made it choshev. So now, Reb Shimon Lozer says a cloud like this, that kol shein kosher latzniya, like really by itself, this object is too small, people would not hide it, so if you carry it out on Shabbos, you put the midirais, it's not a choshev thing. And the aim must be l'kumayu, because other people, nobody by themselves, would hide, care about such a small piece. But hukshel is there, let's say one person though wanted it, and him it means a lot. That's Neil, and he thought I could hit it. Like for him, this small piece of material means a lot. So for him it's choshev. Now, ubo achav yetziyoy, somebody else comes and carries this material out now on Shabbos, the locher is the schayiv zeh. The person that carries it out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, he's chayim with the rice on Shabbos, the machshava shall there, because the owner of it hid it. But since the owner of it, since Reuven, to him it was choshev, this piece of material, so he's machshev it now, even though somebody else comes and carries it out. And even though for that person doesn't mean that much, still that person is chayiv. So you see, the machshava of the owner helps for somebody else. So also you see, the machshava helps for somebody else. Now the Gemara explains, Tavayu Islu de Reb Lezer Reb Yosi. Both of these shittas hold like Reb Lezer Reb Yosi. Why? Hashter b'chutz aminon b'fnimi boy. If you say the machshav of somebody else helps b'chutz, like these last two cases, means the machshav of the goy for the sheikhit, or the machshav of somebody else, the machshav of the owner of Hilchos Shabbos. Well, there it doesn't say so much the psil of machshava. So for sure by kutchim, where that's the ikka place where psil of machshava passes, for sure the owner's machshava would pass the korban. So everybody would agree, these three shittas would agree to Reb Lezer Reb Yosi, that avada by kutchim by pinim, we would say that the machshava of the owner could also make a psil in the korban. But Reb Lezer Reb Yosi Lestel the Tavayu. But Reb Lezer Yosi, he does not hold from the other two shittis. Why? Because Dilma Bifnim Hudi Amrinan. Pechusli Amrinan. According to him, maybe only by Kutchim. By a Korban Lefnim, there the Ikka Psul of Machshav applies. So there, not only does the Psul of the Machshav of the Kain Pasul, even the Machshav of the Bailim. But maybe only by Kutchim, and not Pechutz. Not by regular Shechita, where the Goy has the Machshava, L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Or not by Shabbos, one Machshava, or not helping somebody else. Now, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Islay the Reb Lezer. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says the Machshava by Shabbos helps, for sure he holds like Reb Lezer, the Machshava by Shechita helps. Hashtu b'Shabbos Amrinon, the Avodah Zarah b'Goy. Like Madrach by Shabbos, we say the Machshava, what helps for another. The Avodah Zarah, for sure. The Rashi says, because Avodas Kechovim is a little bit like Avodas Penin. Chayim Barach Monik and Amina Be'ava Mises. So therefore, him Yechorim built it Hashem. So therefore, it's a little bit like an Avodas Penin. So therefore, it's more of a Svara than Machshava should help. When you think about Shech Hashem Avodas Zera, whereas by Hilchos Shabbos, one Machshava should help another person. That's what Gemara says, for sure he holds like Reb Lezer. But I'll tell you, Reb Lezer that says the Machshava helps by a Shechita, or Goy's Machshava helps, less than the Reb Shimon Elazar. He does not hold from Shimon Elazar. Why? Because Dilma, the Avodah Zarah of Hudi Amarim, came with Nib, only when you make a Shechita, and the Goy is there, and the Goy has a Machshava that this Shechita should be done L'Shem Avodah Zarah, that's a psul, because that's like a Shechita, like a Korban, that's like an Avodah Zarah. Avul Shabbos, Mashen came by the Rokas of Shabbos, there, Melechus Machsheves Osfa Torah, the Torah only asks us a Melecha, Melecha Machsheva, means it has to be a Choshev Melecha for you. And here, since by you, what you carried out is not Choshev, you'd be Potter, even though somebody else was Machshevit, but for you, you weren't Machshevit, you'd be Potter. So therefore, he does not hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Therefore, even though all three hold the same type of Hesperah, that a Machshava of somebody else helps for something else, then Lav Davka, each one is masculine for the other one. And the word says, one may be Chalak on the other one. Hadron Alecha Beishamai. Now the Mishnah says, Ezeyu Mekoimam Shel Zvochim. Where's the place of Kabonis we are supposed to make the Shechita? Where are you supposed to make the Shechita in the Azara for the Kabonis? So it says like this, Kodshei Kedoshim, when you shecht in the korban of Kodesh Kedoshim, on Eila, Achatas, or Noshom, so Shechitosim Batsofim. The Shechita is supposed to be done on the north side of the Mizbeach, the Tzofim Shom Mizbeach. Par Visoyesh Yom HaKippurim, Shechitosim Batsofim. A par and the soil of Yom Kippurim, these are like a korbanos of Kodesh Kedoshim, therefore the shechit is supposed to be done bitzofen, and here the kibul doma mechli shos batzofen, that the kabbalah tzadam also has to be done on the north side of the mizbeach, and also mechli shos, you have to make a kabbalah in the kli shos. Rashi says the siv boila, the boila b'sinai v'ayosem b'agonos. The men of Lomdu that call us Lochem Hekish, Ritoin Kli, that all the Kabbalah Peshas the Kain makes the Avodah of a Kabbalah Saddam, it has to go straight into a Klishos. Now, Vidomin Toyin Hazio Al Bein Habadim, by these Par and Soy of Yom Kippur, which is the Par and Soy of Tanim, where do they take this dam? Where do they make the Azoya? Where do they split the dam? First they do it Al Bein Habadim, in between the Bein Habadim. Rashi Omud, he stands Bein Shnei Badi Oren, in between the two poles of the Oren, Umaz and his pitches Echon Lamal and one upwards, Bezayin Lamato, and seven downwards, Kineken Uviyav Shal Kaperis, close to like the thickness of the Kaperis, but it does not really touch the Kaperis. That's where he first made the Azois. Then the Ala Proichus, it would also spritz on the Proichus, that's the curtain that divides the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim, and then via Mizbeach Azov, he would also put the Zrikis on the Mizbeach Hapanim, Mizbeach Azov. And over here, the Loch is by the Purim Hapanim, is Matona Achaz Miyam Akevis. If you leave over even one Matona, one Zrika, you're not the kind, there's no Kapora. You have to make all four, like we had before the last Perek. By the Chatis HaPnim, every Zrika is Likuvi, you have to have all four. Shiri Hadam, what did they do with the leftover blood that they were Mekabla the Kli after they got finished making these three different types of Hazois? Ho Yishof, they would spill it, Ayisoid Marovi, Shemizbech Achitzoin. They would take it outside, to the outside Mizbech, and then they would pour it on the Yisoid, on the foundation of the Marav, the west side of the Mizbech. The Yimle Nosem Leikev. Here this time holds that the Shiraim, if they did not put it on the Mizbeach, HaChitzoin, that the Evidus Salavi Kapora. As long as you made the Ikas Rikas, the first three different categories, you have the Kapora, even without doing the Shiraim. That's by the Par and the Sardium Kippur. Now the Mishnah says, Purim HaNisrofim, Ulfirim HaNisrofim, what about a regular Par HaPanim, a regular Soy HaPanim, not the ones of Yom Kippur. But throughout the rest of the year, Purim HaNisrofim, she says, Par HaLam Dovol, O Par Koin Mashiach, Shenachom LeKahanim, nothing is eaten, those things is burnt Chusli Yerushalayim. What do we do with these Purim HaNisrofim, Sinusrofim? Shechitos Al Batzofen. Again, it's a Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the Shechit has to be done on the north side of the Mizbeach. The Kibbudomah Bechli Shos Patsofen, and the Avodah Sakabola Saddam also has to be on the north side of the Mizbeach. And here, what are the Avodah Saddam? Vidomon Toyin Hazoyo Ala Proichus. Here the first set is to put the dam on the Proichus, not the Bein HaBadim here, but just on the Proichus. V'yamizbech Hazov, and then you make four Zrikis on Mizbech Hazov. And here also, Matonachas Miyam HaKevis. Here's a chatas apnim.